Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Let's take a look at the lines, Ross Tucker, over at PointsBet that we have for Championship Sunday, and there's already been some movement here. Let me quick mention what I saw online. So the Superbook, some of the bookmakers we've had on this very show, before the Mahomes injury, they decided to post the number on Bills Chiefs because it was obvious the direction of that game. And they posted Chiefs minus -4 with a total of 56. Right now at PointsBet, starting on the AFC side, it's a field goal. And I'm sure many places adjusted with the Mahomes situation till we get word that he's going to be out there 100%. But right now it's Chiefs minus -3 against Buffalo, a total of 53.5. A big difference in the total where some spots were opening up. And Eli mentioned that Circa opened minus -1. Is that accurate, Eli? They opened the Bills minus -1? When
correct
matchup set. Wow, that's impressive. They get a lot of sharper money, so that's worth noting there. Ross, any value in Kansas City minus -3? Or thoughts on the side or total?
Yeah, what I think is interesting is I looked at it this morning, Joe, to your point, and the Bucks were getting 4.5 and the Bills were getting 2.5. There's been significant Monday morning movement on both of these games. You know, this is still right at a field goal. And then you've got the other game, which we'll get to momentarily. Bucks, Packers. The Bucks is now all the way down to 3.5. A lot of money coming in on Tampa Bay. A lot of people coming in on Tampa Bay. This feels about right to me. 3 feels like a good number. I think if it gets above 3, here's how I always think it's a good number, Joe. If it gets above 3, I picture myself leaning Buffalo. If it gets below 3, I picture myself saying, you know what, I would lean Kansas City. I think that's what it is. I mean, I think my early thoughts on the game are that I think Mahomes probably plays, and I think the Chiefs probably win a close game. They're more playoff seasoned. I just have a little more faith in Mahomes in that situation than I do in Josh Allen. And I think that now look, I won't be surprised at all if the Bills win, but I just think the Chiefs have a better chance to get it done. So I would say this is a good line now. Do you think it'll move one way or the other?
No, I think some bettors saw that it was off a little bit, like, hey, this line should be 3. And so they put it at 3. And you could make the same case for the Green Bay-Tampa Bay game. Now, when you look at that line, Packers favored by 3.5 against Tampa Bay, total of 51. Ross, if you had to take a side, Kansas City minus -3, Green Bay minus -3.5, if you had to take a side, which way would you go? Because I would definitely be looking at the NFC side. No official bets, just first reaction, Monday morning, coming off all of these games over the weekend, and what a weekend it was. If you had to take one of these two sides, which one do you like the most?
I'd probably take Tampa Bay in the 3.5 just because of the value of getting the 3.5. I think that's going to be an awesome game. I think it's going to be a close game. I really, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but they're pretty low spreads. I'm very hopeful that we'll get some awesome one score games. I'm very hopeful and thankful that I feel like that'll be the case. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks win that game. There's just something about this Tom Brady guy. So I'd rather have the 3.5. Very easily the Packers could win. Very easily Packers win a close game. But I think that they do win. I think it's a close game. So I'd rather get the value of the 3.5, although doesn't feel as valuable when the number was 4.5 this morning and it's already down a whole point.
We got a full week to talk about it, but my gut reaction is to go opposite you and take the Packers at home.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have the 2-1 seeds. I mean, I'm not going out on a ledge here, but I'd have zero complaints about Chiefs-Packers. Zero. That'd be awesome, man.
No, Chiefs-Packers would be amazing. Let me ask you this. Who would you like in that game?
Packers, I think. I don't know, man. I got to see how they play at Championship Sunday.
I agree. If the Packers win this one, I would lean Packers. I would just think it's their year. It's their time.
So in the middle of the season, when the Chiefs were just rolling, and it's before they really went on autopilot and stopped covering point spreads, I was just thinking about the top of the AFC and how much better it looked at the time than any team in the AFC. And I was thinking, man, why am I not betting AFC to win the Super Bowl? I forgot if it was 3 or 3.5 at the time. And then this morning, while I was thinking about these matchups and the possibility of this Aaron Rodgers being in the Super Bowl, the way he's looking right now, I was thinking, I'm glad that I didn't make that bet. Because I might be betting on Green Bay in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because the Packers are – it's a great point, Joe. The Packers are playing so much better now. Rodgers in another planet. And that would have been a bad bet. If you took the AFC, that would have been a bad bet.
Chiefs-Packers matchup for the Super Bowl is plus 150. Obviously, the favorite. The second favorite is Bills-Packers plus 260. Chiefs-Bucks is plus 330, and the long shot, of course, is Bills-Bucks plus 525. You think it'll be Chiefs-Packers?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I think that's most likely. You bet that? Do you bet Super Bowl matchup futures?
No, too much has to go right. It's tough.
Yeah, that just feels like a pretty tough parlay, you know, parlay to hit there.
Before the season starts, I might throw some because the odds are so long. It's all, not all, but most are like triple digit stuff. I might throw a little bit something just for a fun bet early in the year before the season starts. But at this point, no, all the value is completely gone. I mean, Bills, Bucks, it's plus 525. That might sound appealing. And these are two shorter underdogs, but I don't see any way that happens. I don't see any way. Points bet Super Bowl futures liability. They reached out and they told Eli that the biggest liability they have is Chiefs number one, Bucks number two. I think any bookmaker we talked to, Ross, this week, probably a similar situation for them. They want the Bucks to lose against Green Bay, as crazy as that is, because that was a big number before Brady ended up going there and they make all these additions. Everybody in the world seems to be betting on the Bucks in the offseason to win the Super Bowl. So they, for the futures book, they need the Bucks to lose outright against the Packers.
Got it. Yeah, that's interesting. Because you would think normally a big favorite like the Packers, that would be who they'd want to lose.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, when Brady went there, put the money on the Bucks.
Totals. So Green Bay, Tampa Bay, it's 51. Kansas City, Buffalo, it's 53.5. I'm thinking about Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Over 51 seems pretty good. Just gut reaction. That's going to be a blast.
I feel like I stink at totals. Although,
yeah.
Wait a minute. We hit all the unders we talked about, didn't we?
Dude, it felt so good. Baltimore, Buffalo, when it was 3-3 at halftime. Like, well, we hit that one. At least we hit that one.
We hit Kansas City, Cleveland, because that number was high.
Yeah, we said a lot of unders that we liked. And what happened? In the NFC side, the only over that came in the Packers game?
What was the final number for Bucks Saints? 51?
Bucks Saints final number, I had 53. Under hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so unders weekend.
Dude, we did – we said exactly that. We said over for the first game and under for the next three.
Yeah. The line was a little – the total seemed a little short in that Rams-Packers game. Yeah, and the Rams didn't even get to their team total, even though Jared Goff ended up looking all right to shut that narrative up. All right, let's take a break. You're going to hear a lot of loud noises coming up next. Joey Knish always brings the energy, and he is one pissed off Lions fan. Ross, we're seeing all these potentially really good to great coaches moving around, and there's a lot of hope in Jacksonville. There's some hope with the Chargers. They think they got a good one yesterday when they bring in Staley. And then here's the Lions. We've got Dan Campbell. Like, Bieniemy's still out there. Nope. Dan Campbell is the route that we are taking after the last clown. So let's talk to Joey Knish next. This is Bet Sweats on the BetQL Audio Network.